and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, November 18, 2020. Today in the news, the sharp rise in gold prices this year has affected more than just investors looking for safer places in the stock market to stash their money, reports the New York Times. Designers of demi-fine jewelry designed for casual wear are struggling with the increased costs, as are retailers that carry their brands. On January 1st, gold was priced slightly less than $1,550 an ounce. By October 1st, it was hovering at $1,900 for the same amount. Bank of America is predicting gold may rise as high as $3,000 an ounce by the end of 2021. A new terrifying idea is gaining traction. Deeply negative interest rates, writes Tom Dyson at Rogue Economics. I'm talking about short-term interest rates anywhere from negative 1% to negative 5%. No nation has dared to try this yet. Deeply negative interest rates are how the Fed rescues the dollar from its high exchange rate and lowers the value of the dollar. Tom writes, if they charged me negative interest rates, I would immediately remove my funds from the bank and invest them in gold, silver, or oil tankers. Negative interest rates are coming, and it's going to be very bullish for the price of gold, silver, and other hard assets. In a matter of days, America's long effort to revive its virus-battered economy has been put on pause or thrown into reverse as infections soar at the fastest pace since the pandemic's early days, reports Bloomberg. California has reinstituted bans on many indoor businesses and warned it may impose a curfew. Michigan has ordered a 3-week partial shutdown, while states including Oregon, Washington, and New Jersey have tightened curbs. Businesses that have already endured lockdowns and restrictions on how they operate face the prospect of even more disruption. And lastly, former Vice President Joe Biden has not been officially declared the winner of the 2020 presidential election, but that has not stopped him from forming a coronavirus task force, reports Dr. Ron Paul at Zero Hedge. The task force is composed of supporters of increased government control. One idea Biden and his task force is considering is a 4 to 6 week nationwide lockdown. However, supporting a nationwide lockdown would violate Biden's campaign pledge to, quote, listen to science. The evidence regarding lockdowns is so overwhelming, lockdowns do more harm than good. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it today.